Hey, Vinny, very interesting text from Justin. Why are we so quick to crown Flacco after last week one's game? It was a laugh fest and a pat each other on the back fest. But when I see our quarterback, it just seems he's missing something. He's not elite, very good, strong arm, not elite. I just want to know what he sees that makes him continue to throw into triple coverage. The battery of Harbaugh Flacco in terms of smarts just doesn't give me the greatest confidence.
I think he was just locked in, Robbie. He was locked in on Pitta. 15 targets all day. He just felt comfortable going to Pitta.
He was locked in for two straight weeks. Locked in a good way against Cincinnati and locked into one guy.
Yeah, but he was throwing to the open receiver.
Right, that's what I mean.
He was reading his progression.
He was locked
in
into the game.
Then, you know, a lot of people had a lot of catches.
Yeah. Again, we'll to be continued. Big game this coming Sunday at home, Sunday Night Football. M&T Bank Stadium versus the New England Patriots. We're joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Aaron Wilson. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was listening to what you're saying about Joe Flacco, and there weren't a lot of receivers open. By hook or by crook, the guy that was getting separation and giving him a look was Dennis Pitta, and that's the way Joe's taught, throw to the open guy. And, of course, he does gravitate toward Dennis. He trusts him because he'll catch the ball. Anquan Boldin could not get open against press coverage. The only guy that could was Jacoby Jones. And it doesn't look like Joe and Ed Dixon are on the same page. And Torrey Smith didn't really have the kind of game you'd want to see against these better cornerbacks. So what do you do? Well, very obvious. They should have run the ball more because the receivers weren't open. It wasn't there. And I'm not really thinking differently about Flacco other than forcing a few things once things weren't working, where he did in the triple coverage on the pick. And that quarterback getting frustrated. But it doesn't make me think, oh, well, we were wrong about him week one. I think he's just the same quarterback, and he didn't have a great day.
But Aaron, here's the thing about it is
of good days.
When you're having trouble with press coverage, all right? I mean, when I was in San Fran, teams wanted to do that to Jerry Rice, jam him at the line. You know what you do? You got to run motion. You got to run things to help your receivers get open. You got to run crossing routes, pick plays. You run motion. That helps them get open because you know why? They can't jam them at the line of scrimmage. Torrey Smith is got a chance to be a number one guy. He's got the speed to do it. Don't let the defense dictate to you what you're doing offensively. That's what they did. They played into the defense's hands. They said, all right, you're going to do this. Our receivers aren't open, so we're not going to help them get open. Come on now.
Right. You have to adapt. You're right. And the fact is they didn't. And the lack of adjustments, I mean, it's just kind of galling. But you watch what happened, and, yeah, Cam Cameron, he's got to fix things. And he and Joe, they both got to own it. They got to collaborate because this is what this is supposed to be becoming, where Joe is having more freedom and all that sort of thing. But, you know, it just felt like watching this and talking with people afterward that it was a regression. It was back to the bad old days of, well, we can't do this. We're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Well, figure something out, but you've got to get your fullback on the field. And that was one thing that Ray Rice said, and one thing that, you know, Vonta Leach, you know, they want to get on the field more together, and that always works. It's like one of those things where it's very, very rare that they don't have positive yards when Leach is on the field. I think he's got to play more.
Hey, here with Aaron Wilson, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Aaron, what was the, the expression or the feel in the locker room after this one?
They were frustrated. They were frustrated with the officials, and they were also just frustrated. They felt like there were plays that could have been made and weren't made, weren't executed. And there were also guys acknowledging that they lost their cool. You know, like Kerry Williams said, hey, Deshaun Jackson, he threw the first punch, but I've still got to keep my cool. And, you know, it could have been 15 yards just for the Ravens instead of the other way, you know, the offsetting. But I look at, you know, what happened, and I think that they lost to a talented football team that has a lot of pieces in place to be very good this year, despite the lapses occasionally of a Michael Vick. But, you know, Vick was hot, Vick out on a roll, and they don't have the pass rushers to, you know, really do much against him. And they really missed Bernard Pollard. That was one thing that just resonated, was how much without Pollard, Brent Celek was able to do anything he wanted in the middle of the field. And that was just an absolutely huge injury. And I think that if Pollard plays, then maybe this game would have been different.
What's the injury situation? Anything else come out of after the game, Aaron?
Things, you know, they only reported the one, but Flacco, you know, he had sore ribs, not, you know, obviously not broken, or he wouldn't be on the field, but he's sore. You've got Michael Orr's a little gimpy. He was playing through either foot or ankle. injury, and you didn't have anything really serious otherwise. There were Pernell McPhee didn't have a setback with his knee that held up with the brace that seemed to do the trick. And you look at what happened with Pollard. The good news is it's not broken. The bad news is it's painful. And I'm sure he'll do whatever he told me. He'll do whatever he has to. He says, I'm not going to not be out there with my guys against the Patriots. But it was just one of those things where, he was in so much pain that just couldn't play. And normally, when it comes to a rib thing, you don't take risks with something like that, even though the x-ray tells you, well, it's not broken. But, the pain is real. And like he said, his body was telling him no.
Hey, there he is, Aaron Wilson, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Aaron, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Aaron.